This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, I'm joined in the studio by Alice Jackson and James Hare. They're here to tell me more about the Music in the McKenzie series taking place this Sunday at the Peoria Public Library North Branch. Alice and James, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Alice, let's start with you. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the roots of this program and how you've seen it kind of evolve over the years.
Well, we decided to start a music series. Just thought that that would be something fun and different for a library to do. Mm-hmm. So we started in 2012, the last 4 months of the year. We had four acts come in, started the Music of the McKenzie series. 2013 was our first full year, and here we are wrapping up 2019. And 2020 is pretty much booked, pretty much ready to go. So it's been a big hit. We have quite a few regulars that come month to month, and we've just had a lot of fun with it.
Alice, you have the very fun job, I'm sure, of getting to book all of these acts and really be in charge of curating this series, which we should note that you have performances every month of the year, correct?
Yes. It's a year-long series, and we try to book out a whole year's worth at a time. We do it once a month, where there are some other libraries in the area maybe that do some live music, but maybe not the whole month-to-month, the whole year series.
And you had mentioned before we started recording today that when you look kind of at national trends, mm-hmm. you're seeing more of these concert series at libraries, mm-hmm. and how to kind of use space in a unique way to really bring in the community. How important is it for you that the Peoria Public Library has this component of live music?
It's not as unique as you would think. There are other bands that have said they've played at different libraries throughout the country, maybe, or the area. But it's just something that is pulling people in a little more. So you come in, you go hear some music, you watch this performance, and oh, hey, maybe I'm going to go check out a book or a movie or a music CD because I'm here at the same time and I have all these things available to me. So just it brings awareness to what else we have going on.
And have you worked with James before in this concert series?
I have not. This will be our first James concert this weekend. So I'm pretty excited about that. I've heard him play different places, so I know what I'm getting into.
James, let's talk a little bit about your journey as a musician, because you have a story that is really unique, both as a local musician and someone who's kind of branching out to play a little more regionally.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, about 5 years ago or so, I got a day job because I'm a social worker, so I was working a lot of evenings, and I thought, well, I'm going to go out now that, you know, my kids are grown. I'm going to go out and see some music. And Music at the McKenzie was one of those places people say, if you want to get live music, go there. Or, you know, and I found out that there's a live music scene in Peoria, you know, which was really kind of cool. And then from there, somebody says, well, you know, I've been playing at church for 30 years, and I've played these songs for myself and family and friends a lot, and you know, whatever, you know, some picnics and things like that. So they said, well, you should try these open mics. So I started going to the open mics here in Peoria. And then within, you know, a couple of months, somebody says, hey, you want to get hired? And they hired me. And I was like, really? You know, so I've been, was excited just to be able to, you know, to do that locally. And then in this last year, I've just sort of branched out and started playing around Illinois as a James Taylor, Jim Croce tribute, plus any other kind of solo acoustic, you know, performances that I just really admire from people. So.
You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. James, we heard you playing in the little introduction to this segment, beautiful, beautiful acoustic guitar music. And can you tell us, how did you first get just inspired to learn and start performing these classic pieces?
It's kind of, you know, from childhood. Started in when I was 8 years old, sister... Joanne is her name, you know. So if you could get your fingers around the guitar, she would teach you, and then you could play at church. And then, you know, in high school and played a little bit in college, I played a little bit just for the fun of it and again, just for church services. And, you know, I was just doing it for my own enjoyment and pleasure for it. So, and I think one of my secrets is I'm pretty anxious and I'm pretty actually introverted. And I don't want to get out there and do anything until, you know, I was pretty sure that it sounded pretty close to the original. And so, I mean, it's kind of a strange thing, you know. It's kind of been a little secret that I just try to make it sound like the original as most I can, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm.
James, you're in the unique position where you've also been a concert goer of this series
right.
for a while. Can you kind of speak to the culture or the experience that you have as an attendee? What can people expect when they come to this concert series?
Oh, well, it's a great mix of local and regional and national talent that comes in sometimes. Very much stuff I love, the acoustic kind of things. You know, the thing I really enjoy, it's a concert venue, you know. Whereas for me as an artist, I go out and play and I'm doing dinner music and people are talking and enjoying it. And it's great. I love that. They don't have to be, you know, listening and looking at me. But it's also great as a music, you know, lover, you know, just to be, it's just the music. It's a concert now, you know. And so the people are going to be listening to it and hearing it. And also now, you know, I'm performing there. So, and this will be one of my first opportunities just to play as a concert, you know. So. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited to be doing it with some friends of mine, Harlan Meister and Mitz.
Yes, yes.
And they do a lot of good acoustic and vocals, and they're tremendous acoustic artists. So, you know, it was just a cool thing to be able to share the gig with them. So, you know, I'll do my hour of James Taylor, maybe some Jim Croce and others, and they'll do their, hopefully some Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yes.
And I can't tell you all that they do, but it's going to be good. It's going to be a great day.
I've been talking with James Hare and Alice Jackson about the Music in the McKenzie live performance series at the North Branch of the Peoria Public Library. James will be performing along with the group Harlan, Meister, and Mitz Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. For more information on this and all arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can hear the full episode by visiting wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.